Let's remember all the lives that were lost in the tragedies last week and how their families and friends. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All righty. Any announcements or updates?
None for me, thank you.
No, thank you.
Just one thing. There was an article in the paper yesterday. Our neighboring counties, all except for Dauphin, the number of homicides decreased. And for Perry County, actually, in 2023, there were no homicides. So thank you to everybody for getting along, I guess you'd say. All righty. Public comment, starting in the fourth row. Third row.
I'll be in the third row then. Yes, I want to thank you guys for putting on the agenda for the Zoom and posting it, but also I was just wondering if you're going to also uphold the PA Constitution Article 1, Section 7 for freedom of speech as well.
I didn't catch the very last part of it.
Article 1, Section 7 of the PA Constitution for freedom of speech, is that going to be also reinstated as well for the Zoom? Because we used to make public comments on Zoom as well.
Our position is that we do abide by the First Amendment and the Constitution of the United States. I think the commissioners will be considering action today to record the meeting so that it'll be more available to the public that are not here.
Correct. That's correct. Second row. Front row. Very good. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the January 23rd, 2024 meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Is there a motion to approve recording the meeting, having a video recording of the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Well, can I make clarification? Because it's more than just recording, I believe.
It is.
So I think your motion should also address how you're making it available to the public. Yes. So could I suggest that you address that too?
Yes. Yeah, it'll be. So the meetings will be recorded and it'll be posted on the county website.
Each week.
Will that be done live or will that be posted after the fact? And if it's after the fact, with what time period and how long would it be up there?
1 week at a time. After the meeting is over, we'll post it up on the website. Then the following week after the meeting, we go through the meeting and approve the minutes. We'll take the next that meeting down and put the next meeting up.
Thank you.
All right. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This time we have employee recognition. Wes Smith. 20 years of service. We appreciate your service and dedication to the county. And it's been a busy time for you with all the EMS activity and meetings and everything. So thank you. And Director Fultz, would you like to?
No, I'd just like to say if there's one person that I know in county government that goes above and beyond what their actual duties are, it would be Wes. Not only does he do a lot of the 911 stuff, he does the EMA stuff, he does the LEPC stuff, and outside of there, the EMS Strategic Committee. He's on the Blaine Fire Department and the Blaine Ambulance and runs that outside of his normal work days. So congratulations to Wes for 20 years. And again, he goes above and beyond what his normal duties are.
Thank you. You want to stick around then for a picture? motion to approve the MHIDD contract for early intervention for fiscal year 2023-2024 in a total amount of $5,439.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
This is due to late billing, and it needs to happen there so that the bills can be paid. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Is there a motion to approve the MHIDD contracts for mental health and intellectual and developmental disabilities for fiscal year 2024-2025 in a total amount of $2,727,957?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? This is due to additional services, and this is for both Cumberland and Perry counties. And again, this is user-driven, so it doesn't necessarily have to amount to that much, but it could. And it's actually a decrease of $305,955. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Is there a motion to approve the software service agreement with Tyler Technologies for fiscal system software in the amount of $245,416?
So moved.
Second.
Second. This is to improve the efficiency of the fiscal office, and it's a budgeted item. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mr. Solicitor.
I have nothing requiring action. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All righty. Going back to public comment. Fourth row.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off of the comments on Wes. So he also helps out with elections and the constable training. So I appreciate him helping us out in that department. So thank you.
Thank you. Third row. Yes, Robin.
Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you for coming to an agreement with posting the meetings and the video. I think that's a good thing. You are reaching people. It's not all negative. There's positive, too. And when you're reaching out to the people and they know what's happening, that's good for you guys. So thank you very much.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. Yes.
Yes, I want to agree with Sarah back there. I want to tell you, Wes, you're just an amazing person. I've been coming here for months, and people just talk so highly about you. It's just, I don't
where.
But, I mean, there's people that acknowledge you in public comment, and I try to take note of everything. And it's people like you that make our community strong, so I appreciate you. And also, I want to thank you, commissioners, as well. I do appreciate you passing the Zoom. It makes everybody's lives much better, and it just makes the Constitution much stronger. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Second row. Front row. Yes, Randy.
Yeah, I just received this morning a copy of a proposed piece of legislation. I forget the senator that's proposing it at the state level, but it's for mandated cyclical reassessments. I happen to sit as a co-chair of the Assessors Association's Reassessment Committee, and so we've been asked to review the proposed legislation, and we're having a Zoom meeting later this week, but it looks like mandated cyclical reassessments is rearing its head again. I'm sure CCAP has received copies as well for feedback, so I'll keep you all posted.
Can I ask a question on that? Randy, you probably don't know, but if they're going to mandate that, are they going to give county funds to fund it?
They're looking at a couple of different things. We're in the pending legislation, which I'll be happy to talk to you afterwards. They are going to make some funding available, and they're looking at putting the State Tax Equalization Board under Department of Revenue, and a couple of other things, which, as you know, with pending legislation, there could be changes, and no guarantee it's going to pass. But I'll keep you updated as I can. For some reason, they think I'm an expert on this subject. I don't know.
Thank you. Well, you are an expert, so I'm sincere.
Thank you.
Very good. Anything, Paul? All righty. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, everyone.
Have a good week.